Welcome to In Conversation with me, Leo Green, and my very special guest, Van Morrison.
When you come down from your ivory tower, you will see how it really must be. When you come down, down from your ivory tower, like me, to see like me, to feel like me. Take a look at me, I'm a poor man's son. I never did no harm to no one. You got money in the bank, don't have none. When you come down from your ivory tower, you will see how it really must be. When you come down, down, down from your ivory tower, you will see how it really must be. Be like me, to see like me, to feel like me. Got those colored glasses in a world that you really think. There's so much glamour to you. You don't know anything about it. Don't you know the price that I have to pay just to do everything I have to do? Do you think that there is nothing to it? You should try it sometime. When you come down, down, down from your ivory tower, oh, you will see how it really must be. Oh, when you come on down, down, down from your ivory tower, oh, you will see how it really must be. To be like me,
Van, we've discussed your words and music, but I just wondered about your melodies. Would you ever consider, you know, doing an instrumental album of your material?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, that's also, I mean, possible too, but I mean, how much time do you have? And then how are you going to, where's it going to come out, and how are you going to market it? Is it going to come out mainstream? Probably not. Are you going to market it on your website or?
Sure.
All this stuff, you know, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, I've got so much life stuff you wouldn't believe. It's incredible.
Really?
That I'm trying to get out.
Yeah.
But that'll probably come out on just on my website and do it that way, rather than try and go through, you know, a label.
Sure.
Because it's just really hard to get things. Everything is very slow now to get it out. And so it's much harder now to, you know, actually get stuff out. And you know, how are you going to get it out? How are you going to deliver it? A lot of people are just delivering, you know, downloads on the internet, and they don't bother with record companies. So there's all this complication now about how do you get the product out?
Yeah.
How much can you put out? Why are you putting it out?
Yeah.
Who are you marketing it to? And it is all kinds of complicated stuff now. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I have like a load of instrumental stuff that's not, I don't know how to get it out because it's not mainstream. Probably about 2 CDs worth. This is going way back to 70s and 80s.
Really?
Probably mainly the bulk of it is that, 70s and 80s.
Sure.
But I don't know what the what the outlet is for that. I haven't figured out the outlet. Probably be on my website. But again, you know, I don't have the time to do all this.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Because when you become successful, what happens is then you become too involved in business, because the more successful you are, the more business, when you have a catalog,
right,
you know, as, and have done as much work as me.
Sure.
Then, you know, you're responsible for this. So you have to get more into the business, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it prevents you from actually doing things that you really want to do.
Right.
So that's the price. The price you pay for being successful, I guess. That's also time, you know. Sure. Time factor. Nobody's got any time.
That's true, yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody literally has any time.
Very true.
There's just not enough time. Everybody's like running out of time. That's, you know, because there's so many things that you have to deal with. Mm. Like I'm saying, you know, my business and the amount of stuff I created creates a problem. Later on, you don't know the time. Sure. I'm doing this album, that album, and, you know, it's become a major problem now. The business of that and dealing with that.
Yeah.
It's become, you know, product and catalog and all this. So, you know, that becomes a huge problem, dealing with the business of that, which has to be dealt with.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's the price you pay for being successful. So it's boring as hell.
Sure. It's interesting just listening to you talk there. Is it fair to say that the process of getting your music out in years gone by was much easier than it's become now?
Exactly, and even getting it out was, you know, not as long-winded. You know, now you almost have to do that. I mean, I almost have to do that myself to push it through. To actually say, you know, where's the contract? You know, I mean, we're going to put this out. Where's the contract? You know, and to push everybody all the time to get anything done, anything. So you're constantly having to fight the business to actually get stuff out.
Because they operate
at such a slow pace. So all this stuff about internet made everything easier, it's all a lie. It didn't make anything. Emails didn't make anything easier. It made it more, you know, now everything's more complicated and takes longer. It's a myth that everything is like modern and speed. It's a myth. Things were much more efficient without all this, you know. Now everything takes longer. And there's more people doing it, which means, you know, the space is cut down. So, you know, where you had, you know, hundreds of people doing it, now you've got millions of people putting out product, millions. So, you know, everybody's space gets smaller and tighter and, you know, and more contracted. Your space gets more contracted because there's not room for everybody. Let's face it. There's not room for all this product that's coming out. There's not room for it. You know? So then you come, you know, you have to, like you say, do it yourself. You find out who's my audience. You find out through the internet who your audience is, and then, you know, you virtually have to market it yourself. You know, like you say, they're not going to do it because they have too many, and, you know, they're more concerned about the current pop charts and all that, you know, than they are about the music. So, you know, you really virtually have to do everything yourself, including marketing it. You know, and who do you market it to? Sure. Obviously, you market it to the people who want it, and you find that out by going, you know, having a website and being on that, you know. So it's the whole thing is the whole thing's totally different now. So you can, I mean, I couldn't put out 2 albums a year now. No way. They get lost.
Yeah.
Just get lost.
Sure. So really, the one staple in your professional life, I guess, has been gigging, isn't it? Playing live.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like live recording too.
Sure.
No, but I have lots of live stuff that, you know, is, you know, ready to go out there. But probably just, you know, be done on my website.
Right.
You know, the process of recording now has become so, like, long too and long-winded because of people are distracted. You know, they're distracted by text messages, mobile phones, emails, their own stuff, and all this malarkey, you know, that, you know, people are just totally fragmented.
Yeah.
So it's much harder to get anything done now. You know what I mean? No matter what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Because people didn't have these distractions, you know, before, you know? So it's all changed. Even recording has become just the way they do recording and how they do that and how everybody perceives that is totally fragmented. Whereas when, and, you know, when it used to be focused, we're doing this, you know, you concentrate on this, this is what you do now, but you know, it's totally fragmented now, the whole thing, because everybody's doing too many things, you know what I mean? Everyone is doing too much and has to manage too much, so everything is fragmented. So that's why, you know, like doing a live gig, you just record that. Because that's it, you know, because that's it. Because I used to make records like that. Now I can't. Because making a studio recording is totally fragmented. Yeah. And by the time I get into it, I've lost interest. Because it's taken so long just to get to the point where, hello, you know, we're doing this. And keeping it focused, because this is just too many, there's too many other things going on all the time.
There were people on the sidewalks.
Avenues.
Sitting outside in cafes.
Cafes.
We were looking for the muse.
For the muse.
Well, I was locked in by the system. Where no freedom is the rule. Now I spend all my time.
All my time.
Just trying to make it understood. It once was my life.
Was my life.
That's what everybody said.
Everybody said.
How the things I used to do.
Used to do.
Yeah, the people that were friends.
That were friends.
I've got to make it mean something. At the end of the day. It once was my life.
Was my life.
They can't take that away.
That away.
Trials and tribulation. And stupidity still rules. Sometimes it looks like I'm on a ship of fools. It once was my life.
Was my life.
When my message was just a street.
Just a
something else.
Something else.
And now I'm incomplete.
Incomplete.
I'm just trying to get back the wind. Hey, somebody please shed some light. It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be uptight.
Be uptight.
Feels like I'm still on the ship of fools. I'm back here on the boards. I can hear the engines roar. Everybody's got to pay. Some people got to pay more. Well, you can tell the people in. To be my life.
Be my life.
Everything's so complicated.
Complicated.
Just to speak or use a phone.
Use a phone.
Some people try to use me.
Try to use
just cause they don't have their own.
Have their own.
Don't know who's around the corner. Trying to sell me some more trip. To be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to be my life.
Be my life.
It used to
It Once Was My Life. Just listening to that track, Van, which we recorded for the Healing Game album of yours, I remember we recorded the whole thing, the whole album, one afternoon in Dublin between a couple of gigs we were doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, that was more focused.
Sure.
It was more focused, but that's what I'm saying. To night this,
yeah.
You know, that's changed.
For sure.
People aren't as, you know, I mean, I am, and the musicians are, you know, but the process isn't focused. Whereas the process was more focused then, you know. You have the musicians, you have a studio, you have like the project is this. Mm. You stay with the project and you don't lose the ball. It's like playing football, you know. Somebody's like, oh, it's offside. Everybody keeps going offside. So how you stay focused on the project, you know. That's what I mean.
Fuck me when I was singing this song. Trying to get back to something more simple than we have, they mock me. Cause I told it like it was. Wrote about disappointment and grief. Wrote about what we really didn't need in our lives. Make us feel alive and whole. Illusions and pipe dreams on the one hand. And straight reality is always cold. Saying something hard is off the wall. And it might seem too bold. Mock me when it got out of hand. Nobody tried to understand. Now we've got to keep it simple. And that's that. Something hard is off the wall. And it just might be too cold. Oh, I'm out here on the running board. Well, I've been there a time before. But got to keep it simple to save ourselves. Mark me when I try to get back. Say the train was completely off the track. And we got to get back something simple to save ourselves. Oh, and we got to get back something simple just to save yourself. Well, I got to get back to something simple just to save yourself. Well, you got to keep it simple just to, and that's that. Whoa. To keep it simple nowadays, and that's just that. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Got to keep it simple nowadays, and that's just the way it is. And you got to keep it simple these days, cause that's the way it is. Well, you gotta keep it simple, and that's that. Concludes
this episode of In Conversation with my very special guest Van Morrison. Please do check out the website lgradio.online for details of all our shows and when the next installment of our chat with Van will be on. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.